Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH. Know Your Risk Radio is hosted by Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often volatile markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right, we are back. Thank you guys so much for joining us for another hour of the most scintillating hour. I did it again. Another hour. You can't do this. See, this is why I manage money for a living. I'm not a professional radio show host. But another of the most scintillating hours in finance radio. So let's get right into it. I want to obviously start with the market update, but we got a great show planned for you today. We're going to go through the market update, review all the things that are currently going on. Then we're going to spend the heart of the show discussing, I think, a very seminal, very topical, very prescient interview that just came out on CNBC with a hero of mine. And I'll explain how he's a hero. I'll explain how I came to not a hero. I'm not a sycophant of the guy. I just really respect his work. And it coincided with a term paper I wrote in college. And I think it's really odd how these things tie together. So we're going to get into that. It's an interview on CNBC. That's your homework. I've never assigned homework on the show before, but that's going to be the homework, to listen to this interview. And then obviously I want to get into something we've never done on the show before. And I was explaining this to our friends on KTTH before we were joined by you guys, but I cannot give in direct investment advice over the radio, right? As a fiduciary, I'll get in trouble doing that. But I want to give you some practical ideas of what will help you. If you're a manager at home, you're somebody running your own money, I'll give you some practical ideas about you know, maybe how to smooth that process out, some ways to think about things that I think will help you going forward. So anyway, well, let's get into the market update. So we've had a choppy market. We've had some ups and downs. I want to reinforce what we've been saying all along since this started about 6 weeks ago, is that I repeat, and if there are advisors out there, you know, you should listen to this as well. And not that I'm smarter than you or anything. It's not that, but just, you cannot take cues from this economy or from this market. You cannot get those cues from watching the market moves. Okay. This is one of those times where if you're managing money and you're running a portfolio like we are, you obviously have to be watching it. But as the individual investor, if we see a day like we did, was it yesterday, where market Dow was up almost 500 points, 490, you can't read anything from that. Okay, the situation on the ground has not changed. As a matter of fact, the situation gets worse. Every single day that we are in lockdown, you guys know, the show's airing here on Saturday, but you know here in Washington State, that lockdown now is extended to May 4th. And it could very well go beyond that. Even Trump now is acknowledging that the lockdown's going to have to extend past the, certainly past April, right? So well into May at this point. And, you know, look, we don't want to be hyperbolic. We don't want to be over the top. But every single day that this extends is lost revenue, increased lost jobs. And I think one of the jarring things, and also one of the bad signs, quite honestly, guys, regarding the market, is something that happened yesterday. We saw an unemployment number that came out. And I wish, this is one of those times where I wish that we were in front of a TV camera so we could illustrate this to you. But we saw an unemployment print of 6.6 million jobs. Okay, estimates were for 3.1. What is that? Is that 150%, 140% beat or something like that? I hate to call it a beat because they are people losing jobs. But this is already exponentially worse than forecasts were just 2 weeks ago. It's a mind-numbing stat. I think the record for a week or a two-week period of time, don't quote me on this, I think the previous record was like 800,000 or something like that. And as of now, we have lost half the jobs that the economy has gained since the Great Recession. So if you hear these people out there saying it's not a big deal, we're going to bounce back to normal, if you hear someone saying that, okay, nobody knows the outcome. Okay, but you can just dismiss them as a not serious individual. Okay, because this is incredibly serious. And the truth is nobody really knows how this is going to play out. But I think assuming, you know, the Federal Reserve came out yesterday. Was it yesterday? No, James Bullard on the FOMC came out either yesterday or the day before and said, look, based on what we're seeing, we're probably looking at a 30% unemployment rate. Or he said it could reach as high as 30%. If we're going to make an assumption that the greatest job loss or the greatest unemployment rate since the Great Depression is something that an economy can bounce back from in 6 months, we are making just that. It's an assumption. I don't know what you base that on. People go, well, the stimulus. Okay, again, is there? Explain to me the mechanics of how you can physically go, unless the federal government is personally underwriting payrolls for private businesses, which isn't going to happen. I don't understand how you go from 20-25% unemployment to full employment inside of 6 months. I'm telling you right now, like I told you 7 weeks ago about what was going on in China, I'm going to tell you right now, that's just not possible. Okay, so I think our best case scenario, the more the data comes out here, really, guys, we're looking at, you know, probably an 18 to 24 month period of time before things are quote unquote back to normal. I highly doubt that we'll have the unemployment rates 2 years from now that we had going into this. But rest assured, we got tough times. There's no way around it. I'm not saying we're going into a depression, although I will, unlike a lot of other commentators, and say, look, I obviously hope that's not the case. I don't think it's a likely outcome. But to say that that's not on the table or that's not in the universe of potential outcomes, again, that would be irresponsible. It absolutely is. The only comparison we can make here in the United States is the Great Depression. It's the only time we've seen economic shocks even in this neighborhood. And as I've been telling you for the last few weeks, this is substantially bigger. Now, it may not last as long. Hopefully it doesn't. I don't think it will. Just because I think we'll enter an inflationary period, you know, that will truncate this thing. But look, nothing's off the table. The other thing is that we have to start, and we're going to get into this in the next segment, but we have to start looking at the other things, right? This one thing is no longer the issue. What damage does it do? And a great anecdote to this, very interesting. Right? There are market bulls out there, as much as that amazes me right now, especially considering the price and the valuations of markets. But there's many market bulls out there right now talking about government stimulus trumping everything. Okay, I I've discussed this in the past. We discussed this last week too. I have a very hard time seeing that play out for a variety of reasons. First of all, when jobs are continuing to be lost, when we haven't stemmed the bleeding or stopped the bleeding from job losses, and people get a stimulus check, what are they going to do with that stimulus check? They're going to sit on it, right? They're going to save it. They're going to make sure they can buy groceries or diapers for their baby or pay the mortgage, right? They're not going out and buying new iPhones and iPads. That's not the way it works. But the other thing that we need to consider, again, are the knock-on effects. So this week, in an effort to try to drive mortgage rates down, this actually happened 2 weeks ago. The news came out this week. In an effort to drive mortgage rates down, the Fed, in its infinite wisdom, you guys know I'm not a huge fan of the Federal Reserve, and I would just point to what we're currently going through, them being the main catalyst for this issue. And, of course, they didn't start the virus, right? But they really helped create the environment that got this market and these asset prices so out of control, and these debt levels so out of control. So in an effort to stem this tide and help support the housing market, the Federal Reserve stepped into the mortgage-backed security market and went open bid on a $250 billion order in the mortgage-backed security market. Now, what the Federal Reserve did not consider was that these mortgage bankers and these mortgage banks who participate in this market, they hedge the interest rates, right? Which is a normal thing. You call in and you get a loan certification or pre-approval. They tell you, here's your rate. We're going to lock it in. The way they do that is by hedging the interest rates. Well, the Fed produced such a wake with that $250 billion that they blew up the hedge books of these mortgage banks. And they drove several of them to the verge of insolvency. Now, it's not a very a clear market. There's a lot of opacity involved. It's an opaque market. So I don't know much beyond that. More hasn't come out. But These are the things that happen. In an effort to fix this over here, we break something over here. And while we're all focused on the environment, we're going to see this company go bankrupt. And then that's going to have knock-on effects with their supply, their supplying partners, right? Their supply chain. It's never the one thing. So we could really be sitting here, and I fully expect it, incidentally, that we could be sitting here 6 months from now, and the new focus, the thing that we're the most afraid of, may not even be virus-related, right? It's the knock-on effects. And go back to 2007, 2008, 2009, right? Countrywide was the canary in the coal mine. Everybody thought we had a mortgage supplier, right? A mortgage provider problem. Well, it quickly turned into a bank problem, which turned into a, you know, an entire bank problem, which turned into a world financial crisis, right? And unfortunately, with the intermingling we have here in our own economy and abroad and international connections, that's what happens. If we throw a rock in the water, you're going to create a ripple effect, and those ripples spread out. So it's not just the one thing. And what I will say is, when you talk about a supply shock and a demand shock like we're currently experiencing, those things are inevitable. It's not being negative. It's not being pessimistic. It's being realistic. And so outside of that, market update, we continue to watch the dollar. The dollar, even in the face of all this stimulus, is still pushing 17-year highs. Gold continues to act strongly in tandem with the dollar. So that call we made about saying you're going to know we're in trouble when the gold and the dollar are rallying together, that relationship is staying together. Debt markets, obviously we've proven that's not a place to hide out. Bonds are getting smacked. Bonds could possibly end up being bigger losers in this whole scenario than stocks. So you and we'll get into the recommendation side, more of this relationship in our final segment today, and we'll discuss this so you can better understand it if you're managing your money yourself. But there's just a lot of potential landmines, guys, and we're going to see more of them. So anyway, and as always, we're going to go marketing light here, okay? But as always, if you want to know how we have managed our clients through this process, if you want to know how our average client, and I cannot give you specifics over the radio because every client's different based on their proportions, but our average client has got no more than 8.5% losses on the year. Most have less. But that's kind of a max, worst case scenario, maybe 9, right around that 8.5, right? Which I don't want to be down at all. We were actually up a little today in our managed portfolio, which is nice. But I don't want to be down at all. The whole point that we've talked about on the show now for 4 years is managing risk. Let's make sure we don't have more on the table than we can afford to lose. And that's unfortunately a big thing that people look past. So if you want to know how we've done this and still, you know, produce great returns last year, how do we stay safe and still meet our growth goals? Give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. You can also go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com. You can go to bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. You can email us if you don't want to call directly. You can request our free booklet. There's plenty of stuff. You can also follow me at KYR Radio, at KYR Radio on Twitter, where you'll see me going back and forth with other money managers and see the data that I think is most important to the markets, and you can follow us there. So anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll get into the heart of the show, the interview on CNBC that's going to be your homework. So stick with us. You won't want to miss this. Thank you for being with us today. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach uncover the truth about the financial markets with simple and honest advice to help you plan for retirement. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital, host of Know Your Risk Radio. Zach, man, this coronavirus is just rocking the markets.
Dory, the economic impact of the virus is substantial. We also need to remember the past 11 years was the longest bull market in U.S. history. And even with this recent pullback in volatility, stocks, bonds, and real estate are all still near record highs, with record corporate debts, record government debts, and record consumer debts. Now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. And we teach you exactly how to do this in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now. Get your free copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Borough Capital is the DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Having a long-term care plan brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows us to stay in control of our care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. At Story Monson, I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did. Learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. His live webinars coming up in April. These are the same long-term care planning classes. Brian is just now teaching them live online. So you can stay informed on all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan we got pays us back if we never use it. Sign up today for one of Brian's free online webinars coming up in April. The live webinars are free, and you will get a free copy of Brian's terrific book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for sticking with us. And before we get, I teased the homework assignment in the last segment. I teased it and said I got an interview. But due to the hard stops we've got in the timetables, I want to go back to the market update because I realize there's a couple things we hadn't discussed. And I also don't want to get into this next topic because I'm going to ramble, okay, because it's just too good. Which is why I'm assigning it as homework. And this homework will be graded. Be on your toes, people. There's no free rides here. But anyway, I wanted to get into the oil scenario. We've talked about the oil scenario a lot. And we have seen some unprecedented fireworks in the oil market. I want to say yesterday we set a record high. Crude finished up 24% on the day. Because Donald Trump came out and said that he had talked to Saudi Arabia and Russia and got them to agree to a massive production cut. Now, this is not a political statement. So if you're a huge Trump fan, I'm not dogging him. Again, all I'm doing is looking at the data, looking at the news for what it is. Shortly after that press conference came out, both Saudi Arabia and Russia issued very conflicting statements saying that is not at all the case. We are looking at a marginal cutback. We've decided on nothing. And the oil market disagreed. It went up. We've really deep dug on, I've talked to several listeners who have asked us about specifically the oil. I told you guys some trades last week. Didn't give you specifics because I don't want to get in trouble, right? But gave you some idea, and I'll walk you through the baseline. Anytime we see a segment or a sector of the economy that's gotten blown apart, you don't know what's there. It's almost never that there is an opportunity there. That's why we have a saying here, which anytime something's down 75-80% or more, it doesn't mean we're going to buy it, but we're certainly going to stop and take a look. And that kind of fits into the oil thesis. So because of that, we've done a lot of digging, and undeservedly so, have a great network of guys that I've got access to that are kind enough to discuss these things with me. Many of them are professional traders working at big banks. Many of them manage hedge funds. And I've reached out to all the guys that I know, some of them working in the big Wall Street banks and hedge funds, and asked them specifically about the oil scenario. And these guys trade oil for a living. And what they've told me is they said, look, Zach, first of all, you would need a cutback of at least what Trump was talking about, probably more, in order just to stabilize the market, let alone drive it up. You just have a massive supply issue. And because of the indebted nature of the shale companies in the U.S., they don't have that flexibility. So that was one of the things that they told me right after Trump came out with that announcement. They go, that's insane. And I go, what do you mean? And they go, Saudi Arabia and Russia are never going to agree to cut production when Trump is saying that the U.S. isn't going to cut production, right? They want the dollars too. They're not just going to let us have the market. Okay, so we got to take that into consideration. But the other thing is, like I said, even if they marginally reduced, you're looking at oil demand right now somewhere between 20 to 25%. And I don't laugh because I'm making light of it. I laugh because when those numbers are coming out of my mouth, it feels like they have to be wrong. We've never seen a dry up in demand that bad. And then also seen an oversupply, right? The oversupply issue is being exacerbated by the virus, but it would exist with or without the virus. So these guys in the market just looked at me and they go, look, oil could be volatile. It's going to go up and down. We've got huge issues. And even if Trump's cut comes into play, it's not going to fix it. It might boost oil. And then one of them made a really interesting point to me. He goes, I don't even think he meant it. And I go, what do you mean? And he goes, I think he was just jacking up the price of oil so the U.S. producers could hedge their oil production at higher prices, which means they could offset the loss that they're having to sell their oil at right now. Because remember, they got to pay storage fees on that too. Right. And in a lot of cases, the storage fees are in excess of what they're getting paid for the oil. And why is this important to us? This is important because the oil patch has been the number one producer of new and high paying jobs into this economy over the last 11 years. This is a problem we're going to be dealing with for a while. This is not an exclusive virus issue. And I think I'm starting to see it now where people are starting to wrap their heads around the magnitude of this. But I will say it again. I've said it from the very beginning. If your investment strategy is that this will all be gone in 6 months and everything will be back to normal, look, I hope you're right. I really do. But you know, that to me right now kind of seems like seeing an advertisement for a unicorn ranch. You know, it'd be great if it existed. My kids would love it. Right. But it's not in the cards. And as a matter of fact, virus or no virus, we got a lot of issues to dig through here, okay? Because this has set off a domino effect. And so I'll also tell you, this is not a great time to be diving into oil companies. If you're an expert, you know the field really well, you know it, sure, go ahead and do that, right? But there are so many unknowns. Again, there's an incredible opacity in this whole situation, but especially on top of the oil field right now, and it's really complicated, and it's going to stay that way for a while. We've already started seeing bankruptcies. Sanchez Energy just declared bankruptcy. Whiting Petroleum just declared bankruptcy. These weren't strong hands. They were weaker hands for sure, but we're already watching that debt domino effect start to kick in, and when it does, you typically don't see one or two, right? Those dominoes just keep falling. Now, I'm sure the government will try to step in and do something. I just don't know what they're going to do because they can't, you know, they can't say, hey, maybe they'll subsidize. Who knows at this point? I'm just saying that just because it's cheap, don't dive in there right now because, you know, I'm not saying, you know, some of these guys I listened to said, look, you could see $10 oil. That's how big the supply glut is. So, you know, if you're planning on buying and holding for the next 20 years, maybe there's some bets. You better make sure whatever company you invest in can make it through this, however long this lasts. But just keep an eye on that and don't go diving into oil. So anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to get into the homework segment. We're going to get into the interview on CNBC that I think everybody should watch. And I think you should copy it and send it to family members. People need to understand what's really going on rather than just listening to the market cheerleaders and the talking heads on CNBC. You need to be informed because like I've said before, President Trump, people on CNBC, they're not going to finance your retirement, guys. If you lose another 40% from here, you're on your own. If you want us to help you with that, you know how to get a hold of us, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. You can go to knowyourriskradio.com, go to bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. You guys know the drill. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening. This is Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital, host of Know Your Risk Radio. Zach, man, this coronavirus is just rocking the markets.
Dory, the economic impact of the virus is substantial. We also need to remember the past 11 years was the longest bull market in U.S. history. And even with this recent pullback in volatility, stocks, bonds, and real estate are all still near record highs with record corporate debts, record government debts, and record consumer debts. Now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. And we teach you exactly how to do this in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now. Get your free copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is the DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you for sticking with us through the break. And this is the segment that I've been looking forward to. This is the segment that I think is the most important. And one of the reasons I do, and I've said this many times on the show before, guys, is that nobody in this industry knows everything. There is nobody with a crystal ball. There is no magic man out there that knows which direction the market's going to go. A lot of people will tell you they are, right? And what I'll tell you from doing this for a long time, and I think all of us go down that path at some point, right, trying to find the expert. He doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist anywhere. So, but there are some guys in the industry who have had incredible track records, a lot of success over many different markets, and I think they should always be listened to. And one of the ways you identify those guys is that they're self-deprecating, right? Anybody that does this, we have a joke on Twitter. You guys know you can follow me at KYR Radio. And the reason I'm on Twitter is because the people that I'm able to interact with and the information that I've gotten off it is incredible. I've never been a social media guy, never had a Facebook page, never had a MySpace page, never really understood the point. People are like, well, you can connect with people you don't know. And I'm like, well, you know, honestly, all the people that I know in the past that I wanted to keep knowing, pretty much, I still know them. And look, I don't mean that as a slam. I'm sure there's people out there that I've lost connection with, but it's not my thing. It just never has been. But got some tips from some buddies of mine, and they shared some research with me. They'd gotten off Twitter. I got curious, kind of started messing around, and got on social media, and I was able to, I realized that some of these guys that I had looked up to, that had an influence on the way that I saw these things, some of those guys were on there, and you start interacting with them and you work with them. Well, and it's been fascinating and invaluable. If you're not on Twitter, you can start by following me and then looking at a lot of the people that I follow, and you'll very quickly see that there are brilliant people on here, and it's a great way for us to connect in real time. So that's that little spiel there. But anyway, what I was really getting to is one such guy that had a big influence on how I run my business, how I invest, is a guy by the name of Jim Chanos. Now, he runs a firm called Ikonos Partners, and he's a hedge fund manager. Phenomenal track record. And if you remember a company, now he's had many of these, but his most notable is a company called Enron. Do you guys remember Enron? If you don't, go look it up. This was a big scandal that came out in the early 2000s. And it was just a complete sham. And he did the work. And the reason I think it's so prescient today is there are so many companies out there right now that are like that, that produce these incredible results, but nobody really understands how. And we quit evaluating those companies based on earnings and accounting, and we start listening to these other metrics. We start listening to the CEO get creative. Well, you can't look at it this way. Right? There's a community value that we add that can't be seen in the balance sheet. When markets are going up, everybody buys that nonsense. Right? When the tide goes out and we see a bunch of people swim without their trunks on, that's when people call them on the carpet. That's when people get angry. And I started looking at, there was another scandal that Jim Chanos called out, incidentally enough, around the same time as Enron, is WorldCom. It was a telephone company. And I decided in college that I was going to write a term paper on the collapse of WorldCom. I told you guys I'm a hardcore finance and economics nerd. So, yes, I wrote term papers in my finance major about short selling opportunities. You can tell by my wife gets frustrated sometimes because she tells me, honey, we're not at the office anymore. You got to quit talking about this stuff. But it's just always been fascinating to me. So I wrote this term paper about the scandal that was WorldCom. And through a lot of Jim Chanos' research and work on that whole scenario, that kind of that morphed into an understanding of how government and the Federal Reserve can. And again, I started writing about WorldCom, and through the research process, ran into what enabled WorldCom to happen. WorldCom, and I don't want to spend too much time talking about this, WorldCom was a unique scenario that was basically, all the research I did, basically WorldCom was a front. Not really. I mean, it was its own company. But the WorldCom blow-up never would have been possible had they not had the backing of Sandy Weill, the CEO of Citigroup at the time, and then the lead analyst on that deal was a guy by the name of Jack Grubman. They basically handled all aspects of finance for WorldCom. And when the whole thing blew up, they blamed it all on the CEO, Bernie Ebbers, and both Weill and Grubman walked away, incredibly wealthy men. They had to sign NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, and they blamed it on Bernie Ebbers, the backwater CEO who these guys financed. So the thing that I could never swallow was you have this backwater guy that didn't come from Wall Street, and he managed to trick some of the brightest financial minds on Wall Street. I just don't buy it. And then you saw the way that the government interaction, for instance, you guys have heard me rail about Glass-Steagall. I think WorldCom was probably the first casualty of Glass-Steagall being repealed, meaning that the Citigroup wouldn't have had so much control and so much influence over WorldCom had Glass-Steagall never been repealed. So anyway, so I got to know who Jim Chanos was through that, and then I studied his work he did on Enron, and he's a famed short seller. He's called some huge frauds, blown them wide open, and he did an interview today on CNBC. So just Google CNBC Jim Chanos, Chanos. And you need to, it's an hour-long interview, but I strongly suggest that you listen to it. And one of the reasons why is not because he agrees with me, but because you will realize that I'm not just a blowhard on the radio talking about these things, and take it from a guy that's been running a hedge fund for the last 30 years and has had outstanding success doing it. And he lays out several good points in that interview that I want to share with you that are probably going to sound familiar to you. One of the first things he talks about, so he's a short seller. He buys both. He invests on the long side, so he bets on stocks that he thinks are going up, and he also sells stocks short. And for those of you at home that don't know, when we mean sell a stock short, the easiest way to think about it is if I think a stock is going to go down, and let's say it's trading for $100, I can sell that stock without ever owning it. You've got to borrow it. I don't want to get into that right now. It's too hard to explain over the radio. But basically, think about it this way. I sell a stock that I don't own for $100, and I've got to pay, basically I'm borrowing that stock from somebody else, so I still owe them the stock, okay? But I sell it to another person on the open market, and I get $100. I can keep that money. And what I'm hoping is that the price of that stock goes from $100 to a lower level, let's call it $50. So remember, I took the money. I sold the stock to this other party. The money's in my pocket. Right? Stock drops from $100 down to $50. I then turn around and buy the stock and then give the stock back to the person I borrowed it. And the spread between what I sold the stock for at $100 and what I bought the stock for at $50, that's my profit. So I made 50% profit by selling the stock short. It's what we do when we think something's going to go down. And he was talking about shorts in this market. And he said, look, he goes, surprisingly, the things that have gotten hit hardest tend to be the good companies. And he goes, so there are some opportunities out there. He goes, not a lot. Not a lot of things are super cheap. There's a couple here and there. But he said, surprisingly enough, some of the things that have held up best are a lot of these companies out there with really bad business models that weren't making money in 2019, aren't going to make money in 2020, and probably aren't going to make any money in 2021. And they were bull market recipients of cash, meaning everybody was willing to look past the shadiness of their business and the fact that the numbers didn't add up because the stock was going up. And bottom line is, guys, even if you're running a huge fraud, if the stock is going up and your investors are making money, no one cares. They care when they start losing. That's when they start looking under the hood. Now, that's not the way we do it. That's not the way I'd advise you to do it. But you're right. People are a lot of times irrational actors, and greed blinds them. And without doing the homework, they just jump right in and they suspend any disbelief. They swallow it up, and they swallow it up because it benefits them. Right? No one wants to blow the whistle on something that's making them money. And if you want to see a macro example of that, go look at DC. right? How many of those people in D.C. know each other's got their, you know, taking fishing behind the net and they're taking money under the table, but they don't want to blow it open because they're doing the same thing, right? So it's that kind of idea. So anyway, Chanos goes on in the interview to talk about a lot of the things that we've been discussing, the problems in the oil field, the problems that a lot of these companies, even the ones that survive, will have. A lot of these fracking companies are just uneconomical. They're just not going to work at any price. Get oil back up to 50, they're slowly going broke. Not as fast as they are now, but they're going broke. So one of those companies, couple of them, a company called Luckin Coffee, right? Remember we said we get a hard economic time, bodies start floating to the surface. Luckin Coffee has been a darling of Wall Street. We actually dug deep into this stock about 2 months ago, my analyst and I, and it just didn't smell right. I'm not a forensic analyst. We looked at it. The story behind it was incredible. They basically are like the Grubhub of coffee, and they had this incredible growth in China, right? The incredible growth. And we looked at it, and it just, I still can't really put my finger on it. It just didn't smell right. There was just something wrong. First of all, and I don't mean this in a xenophobic way at all, okay? I really don't. But anything coming out of China or any company in China, you need to be suspect of, not because people in other countries are dishonest, but because of the poor or non-existent regulatory bodies in China, right? If a company out there is benefiting China or benefiting the Chinese Communist Party, they don't really care what they're doing. We have multiple examples of this. Fentanyl laboratories that the Chinese government knows are operating, they don't close down. It's not really a regime that's too worried about human rights or playing by the rules or treating people well, right? It's just not. So we've got to keep that in mind. And that was something that we were concerned about when looking at it. And like I said, it just didn't smell right. So anyway, news comes out. Was it yesterday? I want to say yesterday, maybe the day before, just in the last 24, 48 hours, that indeed it was a fraud. It got blown wide open. And there was, I think they said something like 70% of their revenue was overstated or made up or fabricated, something along those lines. So there's one. Again, these things always seem to come out during these kinds of markets. It's just one of those things. Another one came out yesterday. You guys know my thoughts on this one, Tesla. Tesla came out with quote-unquote great numbers yesterday. They reek. Something's wrong there. I just don't believe it. Tesla happens to be one of the stocks that Jim Chanos is the most short. I think he said it's his biggest short on the book. And he's been wrong before. I certainly have. I'll be wrong again. So will he. That'll happen. It just doesn't smell right. It just doesn't look right. There's something seriously off there. And you're going to see a lot more of these, a lot of these high-flying tech stocks. He goes on in the interview to name several of them. He also goes on to say that 2020 itself is going to be a great lens to look at things through because it's going to expose a lot of frauds. Right. The stress that these companies are under, right, due to this situation is going to, right, the hottest fires, what is it? The hottest fires forge, you know, they melt the strongest, I'm butchering this one right now, but, or the strongest steel is forged in the hottest fires, right? Well, the opposite is true for not strong steel, right? If there are weaknesses, environments like this will expose them. So if you're looking at companies, here's the other thing that concerns us. You look at a company like Tesla, maybe it's not a fraud. It's possible. It just reeks to all high heaven. But the one thing I will say is that nobody will argue the fact that it's incredibly, incredibly uneconomic at this scale. It's burning cash like crazy. That burnt cash is going to grow exponentially this year. I will be very surprised if they don't get busted for some kind of fraud. I will be shocked if they do not have massive funding problems this year. And they'll probably be forced to sell stock because I don't think anybody's going to lend them more money. Not in this environment. Not with the clouds hanging over them, with the credible guys like Jim Chanos sitting there going, this thing reeks. He thinks it's a fraud. And again, we're talking about a guy that blew up Enron, blew up WorldCom. The other thing that he makes a really good statement here where he says, you know, the funny thing about fraud, and I alluded to this earlier, was that the longer it goes, the more people believe in it, the more they suspend their disbelief, right? The people that bought Tesla at, you know, $80, $90 a share, and now it's up at $500, you're not going to convince them it's a fraud. You know, and we had an experience with this on the show. Do you know how much anger I got and calls I got when I went on the air the day that I said to sell Boeing at $4.40 a share. We took a lot of flack for it. I'm talking emails. I'm talking calls. Senior executive from the company called and wanted to, he was nice, but wanted to square me away on where I was wrong. Now, where are we at? We're at 130. Nobody wanted to believe it. Nobody would refute what I was saying. Nobody would refute the claims because the data was just what it was. But they didn't want to believe it. Why? Because they bought it at 150 and it went to 440. Can't be a fraud. They made money. And they, you know, we were doing a show, I think it was a year and a half ago or so, where I said, look, if you wanted to create a great environment for fraud, there is no more fertile soil than what we currently have with record low interest rates, low growth. Nobody's really paying. Everybody just wants growth. Give me growth. Give me growth at all costs. I can't make anything in bonds. I'm going to chase these returns in the stock market. I don't even care. I don't even need to see the books. Just tell me how you're going to grow and it's going to be great. And we're going to have a, like I said, a unicorn ranch and everything's going to be wonderful. Sell me the story. And as long as that price of the stock keeps going up, baby, we're good to go. Now, all of a sudden, we've got massive headwinds that we're sailing into. And then in these environments, people go, you know, maybe it's a good idea for me to read an 8K or a quarterly report or something like this. Maybe I should actually pay attention to what I own. Now, unfortunately, these are questions that they should have been asking prior to purchasing the stock. But that's not what people do, right? We know that. Most people chase returns. So I don't want to paraphrase it any more than this because I can't tell you, go listen to the interview. Don't just take it from me. Like I said, I understand. I'm just some guy on the radio. But I want you to know that we're not coming up with it. We're not just pulling it out of our hat here and saying, hey, this is the way we see the world. This is the way things always go, right? History doesn't always repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And in all of these big drawdowns, all of these economic shocks you go through, they're all going to have similarities. They always do. And a lot of it's just tied to human nature. A lot of it's tied to the way markets work. And so if you are managing your money, I don't care what a stock made you. You need to understand what you own. And if it doesn't make sense, get rid of it. Because what I am telling you is that not only will a lot of these companies go bankrupt, and they're going to, you're going to see bankruptcies like you've never seen. That is baked into the cake. What is also going to happen is a lot of fraud is going to get uncovered. And those shoes have already started dropping. Right? We basically know now WeWork. We talked a lot of bit about this on the show. WeWork was going to launch. This was 7 months ago. Was it that? They were going to launch an IPO that Goldman Sachs or whoever was it JP Morgan? They had it valued at $60 billion. $60 to $80 billion was the project. What's it worth now? I think SoftBank bought up the rest of it for like $6 billion or something. They just pulled their other bailout deal for some of the other shareholders at $3 billion. So that you got to take that off the top there. But anyway, you know, it ended up being 1/10 of what it's worth. And I don't even think that it's worth that. I think SoftBank overpaid for it at that price. But that was essentially a fraud. It was all hype. I'll be surprised if somebody doesn't go to jail over that one. But just you had this environment where people throw money at anything. Just sell me an idea. Sell me a dream. And these dreams are going to get unraveled. So you got to know what you own. And go listen to the interview. Google CNBC Jim Chanos. Or pull up CNBC's website. They'll have it listed up there. And if you don't know what you own, if you're questioning what you own, if you're down too much and you're understanding why your portfolio hasn't held up better, if you're looking for a better way to lower your fees, lower your risk, and increase your upside, if you want to know why we don't have a single client that's down more than 9% this year or something like that, most of them are less than that, and we had great years. If you want to know how we did that, guys, give us a call. 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Like I said, as a matter of fact, we got the Dow down 460 in our managed account. It's not up a lot. I think we're up about 0.25% right now, but I'll take it. Right? How do we do that? Give us a call. 866-779-RISK. You can also go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. You guys know the drill. Call for the free booklet. Email us. You can just email us directly if calling is uncomfortable or whatever. But just as I've been saying over and over, guys, educate yourselves. This is not going anywhere. It's not going away. You're not going to wake up 5 months from now and have this all be over. This is something we're going to be dealing with for a long time. And if you do not take action, you're going to pay the price. And unfortunately, your retirement will too. You don't want that to happen. Right now, we've taken a hit. But markets, this is not a crash yet. And unfortunately, I think we got a lot more to go. Make sure you don't keep taking pain. and give us a call. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our final segment. But thank you for sticking with us and stick with us through the break. Like I said, we will be back to wrap this up, and I'll give you some practical advice for what you can do at home to kind of better prepare yourself. Obviously, I think you'd be better off calling us, but if you're doing it at home, we'll give you some advice about, you know, ways you can better protect yourself and dodge the bullets that are most certainly coming our way. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach uncover the truth about the financial markets with simple and honest advice to help you plan for retirement. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital, host of Know Your Risk Radio. Zach, man, this coronavirus is just rocking the markets.
Dory, the economic impact of the virus is substantial. We also need to remember the past 11 years was the longest bull market in U.S. history. And even with this recent pullback in volatility, stocks, bonds, and real estate are all still near record highs with record corporate debts, record government debts, and record consumer debts. Now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's Bond Replacement Strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. And we teach you exactly how to do this in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now. Get your free copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is the DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Having a long-term care plan brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows us to stay in control of our care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. At Story Monson, I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did. Learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. His live webinars coming up in April. These are the same long-term care planning classes. Brian is just now teaching them live online. So you can stay informed on all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan we got pays us back if we never use it. Sign up today for one of Brian's free online webinars coming up in April. The live webinars are free, and you will get a free copy of Brian's terrific book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Okay, so I want to come back and say this. If you joined us late, you can get a summation of what we talked about because he says it better than I can. He's got a longer track record. He's been through more wars. You don't have to take it from me. Google CNBC Jim Chanos and listen to the interview. Listen to it in your car. Well, most of you probably aren't driving very many places these days. Just you need to inform yourself. This is not over. It's far from over. And unfortunately, I strongly believe it's going to get significantly worse before we see, you know, sunshine breaking through the clouds. Okay, so now for the people out there that are not going to ask us to do things, for the people out there that are not going to have somebody else manage their money, again, I've told you before on the show, obviously, one of the biggest reasons we do the show is because we want to get clients, want to get exposure. At the same time, we also do it to be a voice of reason and tell you what's really going on and practical steps you can take. So want to offer a little advice. First of all, during times like these, if you're at home, now, I think using hedging strategies like we do that can actually profit from the downside and protect against the downside, I think that's the best way to go. I do not at all advise you to do that on your own. It's a completely different animal. Don't get cute. You'll often lose more money trying to play the hedging game. It's just a thing that takes a lot of experience and a lot of time, okay, first and foremost. So don't go trying to short things yourself. Okay, but one of the best ways to survive periods of times like this is what we call the forever portfolio. Ray Dalio of Bridgewater talks about this. He talks about 25% cash, 25% stocks, 25% U.S. Treasuries, and 25% precious metals. Okay, if you want to stop the bleeding but not get out of the game, I think that's a great way at home for you to kind of manage things. Now, I don't know if that's appropriate for your portfolio. I'm just discussing general ideas. Okay. The other thing is you can just lower your stock exposure. It's not too late, guys. This is still an expensive stock market. Okay. People go, what? It dropped so much. Yes. But we were coming from the most expensive place in history. So we have peeled back 22, 24% or whatever. And the reason I say it's the most expensive is 7 weeks ago before this started, when we were at record valuations on the stock market, the forward earning estimates look great. Okay. Well, now with what we're going through, the stock market's dropped 22, 23, 25%, something like that from its highs. But guys, earnings estimates going forward for the next 12 months have dropped more than 50%. Okay, so if you're buying these stocks right now because they dropped, they didn't just drop. They have, most of them have not dropped commensurate with the reduction in earnings and revenue they're going to see at least over the next 12 months and probably longer. So just because something goes down in price doesn't necessarily mean it's gotten cheaper. So one of the things you can do, and people, well, I can't time markets. You're not trying to time markets. You're managing risk. Pull some of your stock exposure off. Start with the ones that have done the best through this entire, oh, you want me to sell my best? Yes, because they're probably the most expensive. Now, again, I'm not giving this advice to everybody. You need to either call us or talk to another professional. But this idea that we can't have a portfolio that's got cash sitting in it, it's ridiculous. Cash is a wonderful investment. We know it'll be there when we need it. And, you know, the clients that are sitting here listening to the show right now in my office, we've built cash into their portfolio. It's not a bad thing at all. And it's wonderful because it gives you optionality. It gives you ways to buy more if markets drop further. Add some U.S. treasuries to it. Not a ton because the treasury market's been crazy too. The other thing that I think that you can add to the portfolio, and some people shudder at this, put in into 5 to 10% position in gold, right? The government's printing money like it's going out of style. Chances are gold will do well over the next 10 years. And again, it's a differentiated asset. So those are some practical steps you could take. Now, I think that there are better ways to do it. We've built our portfolios in such a way. That's why we've been able to limit losses so much this year in client portfolios. And if you're interested in that, as always, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. You can go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. You guys know the drill. But most important thing you do, I want you to watch that interview with Jim Chanos. Listen to it. 55 minutes. And he is going to echo everything that we've been talking about for the last three, four, 5 weeks. All right? Do it. Send it to family members. Send it to friends. And in the meantime, if you want to know how we do risk management and why we're down less than the vast majority of everybody, and we still had great years last year with more potential to the upside, lowering your fees, all those things, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Follow us on Twitter, at KYR Radio. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. We got to run, but we will be back next week recording from the COVID bunker. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week. This is Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham now at knowyourriskradio.com. Zach will be back with more Know Your Risk Radio next Saturday at noon on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.